this is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koya. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has appealed to the people of Assam and Arunachal to maintain peace and harmony. In a social media post, CM Sarma said that both the states share a bond that goes far beyond boundaries. He further said that in recent years, both states have resolved most of the border differences through dialogue and friendship. Only 52 villages remain, and both governments will continue discussions in the same spirit to resolve the dispute completely, the Assam CM added. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has welcomed the Assam CM's statement. He called upon everyone not to allow differences to overshadow the strong bonds that unite people of both Assam and Arunachal Pradesh. On Wednesday, vehicular movement at entry check gates from the eastern to the western parts of Arunachal Pradesh were stopped due to a blockade imposed by supporters of TMPK, a missing community outfit. The economic blockade was imposed in response to Monday's violent incident at Hime village along the Assam-Arunachal boundary. The Arunachal Pradesh cabinet headed by Chief Minister Pema Khandu has introduced uniform eligibility criteria for all Group A, B and C direct recruitment posts under the government of Arunachal Pradesh with immediate effect. Applicants must now fulfill three mandatory conditions: permanent residence, indigenous APST status, and indigenous tribal language proficiency. The cabinet also granted a one-time two-year service relaxation for promotions to principal DDAC and one-time relaxation for promotions of PWD executive engineers to superintending engineer, alongside approving recruitment rule amendments for senior statistical assistants in agriculture and field publicity assistants in DIPR. President Draupadi Murmu presented the Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowships and Awards for the years 2024 and 2025 to 115 artists in a special investiture ceremony in New Delhi. The awards recognize outstanding and sustained contributions to India's performing arts, covering music, dance, theater, folk and tribal arts, puppetry, traditional theater and other allied forms. From Arunachal Pradesh, Domin Karbak is conferred with Sangeet Natak Academy Award for preservation and promotion of indigenous cultural heritage and traditional arts forms. Meanwhile, Rumi Taki is awarded with Ustad Bismillah Khan Yuva Puraskar for folk theatre and traditional folk dance. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May today inspected the progress of the Mahabodhi Skill Development Centre at Nongto in Namsai, currently under construction. The Bihara and 108-foot-low Buddha statue will serve as an important center for learning, spiritual growth and the preservation of Thai Khamti culture and heritage, the Deputy CM said. He also reviewed the progress of the Mahabodhi Monks Hostel for 100 monks at Mahabodhi Lord Buddha College, Namsai. A one-day district-level awareness cum sensitization program on key women and child protection laws was organized today at the DC's Conference Hall, Pasighat. It was organized by the Deputy Director ICDS, cum Protection Officer PWDVA, Department of Women and Child Development, East Young District. Chief Guest DC Sonalikha Jivani urged all participants to actively share the insights gained from the session within their offices and local communities. During the technical sessions, legal experts delivered detailed lectures to equip participants with practical legal knowledge. A workshop on the Gems of India initiative was organized today at Dait Changlang Government High Secondary School Changlang and Rangfra College Changlang to create awareness among students and faculty members and encourage their participation in the National Level Creator Challenge. Students and faculty members were encouraged to submit their creative entries during 1st August to 31st August 2026 submission period. Two-day blood donation awareness rally organized by 1 Arunachal Pradesh Battalion NCC concluded today. The program culminated in a voluntary blood donation camp at RK Mission Hospital, Itanagar. The rally followed by blood donation camp aimed at raising awareness about the importance of voluntary blood donation and encouraging young people to come forward and contribute to this life-saving cause. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.